This podcast is brought to you by our Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Order it at howiecarshow.com/Thor. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I hope we can get this done. The honest to God answer is, I don't know whether we can get this done. Is this mic on? I guess, anyway. And
I'm not sure what to do with my hand.
Be good just to hold them down by your side. Yeah, great.
So what we need to do is we need to get things going. We need to get percolating a little bit. Anybody have any ideas what we could do? Any suggestions?
COVID complications and the Supreme Court blocking his vaccine mandate, inflation and international turmoil, just to name a few.
These are all terrible ideas.
We are doing it. We are doing it.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The country is frustrated. His party is frustrated. We're 2 weeks into a midterm election year, a few days away from his one-year anniversary of inauguration, and it is black. It is very dark for him right now.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That's the number if you'd like to give us a call today. We're going to take a lot of calls this hour. 571 says, didn't Marilyn Mosby get in trouble with the city buying books she wrote? You're getting her confused with one of the former mayors, and one of the former mayors got into trouble for buying gift certificates, cards for a charity for little kids, and then using them for herself. Okay, she's not to be confused with the mayor who was also the former president of the Senate in Maryland, who wrote these crappy little 14-page books and then sold them to all these companies that were trying to get contracts with the state. She went to prison. That one went to prison for a while. She was down in Florida, one of those co-ed federal prisons, I think where Whitey Bulger was for a while. But this is Marilyn Mosby. She's a young up-and-comer. She's just been indicted. And, the Boston Globe says she's a wonderful person. Wonderful person, because she is from Boston. And her family, she comes from a family of police officers. You know, unlike some of the other politicians that come out of Boston who come from families of criminals. I won't name any names, but there are multiple ones that I could. All right, 844-500-4242. These people are crazy, these people that are still into COVID, you know? I got a story here from the Daily Mail. I just saw it during the break. Tenured Michigan University professor, age 74, who wore a space helmet and a mask for a Zoom class. A Zoom class! He's wearing a mask and a helmet. What did he think that the virus was going to come through the computer? Is placed on leave for calling students vectors of disease for wanting to attend in-person learning. And he told students it didn't, he also told students, this was before he was as suspended. He told them that it didn't matter how hard they worked in his class because he randomly predetermines their grades prior to the semester. None of you are good enough to earn an A in my class, so I randomly assign grades before the first day of class. I don't want to know anything about you. I don't even want to know your name. I just look at the number and I assign a grade. That is how predestination works. And don't come complaining to me. Take your complaints to God. I don't think this guy's going to be back. He's a history professor at Ferris State University in Big Rapids, Michigan. Never heard of the school, never heard of the community either. I've heard of Grand Rapids, but I've never heard of Big Rapids. All right, 844-500-4242. There's a good column in the Wall Street Journal today. I just want to read you a little bit of it. It's very cynical, but I think this guy is onto something, Joseph Sternberg. And the headline is, political scandals are the exit from COVID coercion. And what he's saying is that basically it's going to be almost impossible for everybody to admit that they behaved totally foolishly, and they ruined the economy, the society, children, everybody for 2 years, that you just can't come out and say everybody was wrong. You can't do that. But what you can do, this guy Joseph Sternberg says, is you can make scapegoats out of people, out of politicians, and that's what's going to happen. So, you know, like Cuomo, for instance, in New York, or the Cuomo brothers, or Boris Johnson in the UK now, or Joe Biden, he's going to be a scapegoat for this thing. Charlie Parker in Massachusetts is a scapegoat. He can't run for re-election. He's already announced he can't run for re-election because he screwed it up so bad. So he's talking about the bad news for politicians is that where Boris Johnson is leading, many others may soon follow. And this is about a party from May 2020, right at the height, you know, when everything was shut down. At the time, the entire country, the UK, was still in its first and strictest lockdowns. Family weren't allowed to visit dying relatives in hospitals. Children were barred from schools. A local government put police tape on park benches to prevent illegal sitting. Police issued more than 15,000 fines for lockdown violations in England alone. The pain Britons experienced while Mr. Johnson's staff partied at 10 Downing Street explains why this scandal has exploded. The pain also suggests such scandals may become a necessary tool for extracting societies from lockdowns, mask and vaccine mandates, travel restrictions, and other trappings of the medically obsolete but politically durable zero COVID policies of spring 2020. Now, this week, newspapers and television stations in Britain are full of people who are finally allowed to discuss how wretched the lockdowns were. Business owners previously found it difficult to describe customers lost and employees laid off without being accused of putting the pound sterling above human lives. Families of those who died from COVID were bullied into accepting that they were barred from being with their loved ones at the end for the common good, but can now express their sorrow and anger publicly because it is not directed at the lockdown per se, but at a single politician. That this can be done in the context of a scandal about Mr. Johnson's adherence to the rules rather than a controversy over the rules themselves finally gives the opposition Labour Party the off-ramp it needed from the draconian COVID policies it made the mistake of supporting these past 2 years. Arguing that lockdowns or school closures or masking was totally ineffective may be correct, but to act on that recognition would require politicians and many voters to admit they were wrong. Scapegoating is more likely and one of the risks you sign up for when you go into politics. Exactly. So, you know, they can't get rid of Biden other than through the 25th Amendment, says Joseph Sternberg, but medical advisor Anthony Fauci is not safe. Rolling revelations about the extent to which he may have been involved in funding gain-of-function research in China undermines the moral authority of America's chief lockdown advocate without having to wade into the partisan bogs of lockdown policy, not to mention all these emails that they knew that it was coming out of the lab and they were just, their only concern was covering it up, not getting to the truth of the matter or holding China accountable. It was just covering it up. And what's not in those emails is the, you know, what's between the lines, which is, we can get rid of Trump with this thing. It wasn't Trump's fault. They were recommending measures that wouldn't work to shut down the virus. But the important thing was getting rid of Donald Trump. And they don't want to talk about that either. Such a scandal would open an opportunity for erstwhile lockdown supporters to vent their personal frustrations with Dr. Fauci's preferred draconian policies. And I think most people are erstwhile at this point, meaning former supporters. You know, even if you thought, yeah, I was never a supporter of any of this stuff, but, you know, some people were, and now they realize how foolish they are. And one more thing before we get back to the phones, but Daniel Hininger, also in the Wall Street Journal, had a good column about this. Omicron has killed certitude. And, you know, he just points out that until this happened, people had confidence or a certain amount of confidence, maybe not in political leaders. I mean, that's been evaporating for a half century since Vietnam and longer than that. But I mean, in certain institutions, like public health, for instance, people had somewhat confidence. You know, people tell you it's a vaccine, take it. It'll keep you safe. Okay. Give your kid a vaccine. Okay. Okay. You know, maybe I have doubts about it. Polio. Smallpox. Okay. Okay. You talked me into it, right? Now, says Daniel Hininger, it is remarkable how often one sees people being interviewed while standing in lines to be tested saying, I don't understand how this can be happening after 2 years. People are now flying the pandemic white flag. They have stopped caring what the government, the politicians, or quote-unquote science is telling them about COVID. Isn't that the truth? From COVID start in 2020, public and scientific authorities across the world said, trust us, we know what we are doing. We now see that this unshakable public-facing certitude was utterly false. Today, it's fair to say that no one but the hopelessly credulous believe much of anything Mr. Biden, Jen Psaki, Anthony Fauci, or Rochelle Walensky says about COVID and Omicron. Unfortunately, though, most of those hopelessly credulous are still in the media. They're editing major newspapers. They're running these headlines every, cases surging, cases spiking, But again, that's why nobody's reading these newspapers. That's why nobody's watching these cable networks. At the center of this collapse of public confidence sits science, which has a lot to answer for. The problem is science, a politicized totem now used routinely to silence legitimate criticism, for example, regarding what happened in Wuhan. Science as a political weapon originated with the battle over climate policy. Disputes among scientists can get famously intense, but at some point in the last decade, the impatient proponents of climate change policy enlisted the media to suppress any dissent. Social media companies, whose employees surely regard as rigorous STEM graduates, enabled intellectual silencing. Dissent, which is perhaps the most honorable political tradition in free systems, was demoted into oblivion as misinformation, again, with mass media support. All the same people who've been pushing this COVID nonsense for 2 years. How can we be winning if a significant portion of the U.S. population has come to believe the representation of science about climate, representations of science about climate and COVID are mostly, to pick a word at random, disinformation. Disinformation. 844-500-4242. Now's the time to reset my daily routine to focus on what's most important, and HelloFresh helps me do just that. With everything I need to cook at home delivered right to my door, HelloFresh saves me a trip to the grocery store every week and takes the stress out of sticking to my goals for the new year. With 50 weekly menu and market items that change every week, including veggie, calorie smart, family friendly, and gourmet recipe options, there's always something new and delicious to try. Right, Taylor?
That's right, but this week I put a pause on HelloFresh. We're doing something a little different this week with our meals, so but that's the beauty of HelloFresh, one of the many beauties of it. You can just pause whenever you want. You don't have to keep on a regular schedule. It's all at your convenience. There's no obligations.
And when you come back, there'll probably be something new that you haven't tried that you think could be pretty good. And, you know, when you order HelloFresh, it is going to be good. You can count on it. I'm big on takeout, but every HelloFresh dish is chef-crafted and made with high-quality ingredients so I can serve up restaurant-worthy food without leaving my home. HelloFresh also saves me money by helping me cut back on excess food waste so I can put extra cash toward other 2022 goals, as I've been saying all along, like filling up my car with gasoline, thanks to Joe Biden. I'm excited to try new recipes like spicy Peruvian chicken and loaded rice to put my kitchen skills to the test, or one-pan cantina shrimp fajitas for something easier. HelloFresh has options for every time of the day and also for how complicated you want to get, including spinach and feta egg bites and ready-to-eat cucumber salad stuffed pita pockets. Everything from HelloFresh is great, and occasionally they'll throw something into your nice blue box that arrives one day a week, and you don't have to go to the supermarket, and you get a surprise, a nice tasty dessert or something else that'll really make your day even better. But the best thing is you don't have to go to the store. You don't have to put up with the BS, go out in the cold, deal with Karens, et cetera, masks. And you get everything delivered, and the food is great. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie16 and use code Howie16 for 16 free meals plus 3 free gifts. That's code Howie16 at HelloFresh.com/Howie16. I'm Howie Carr.
Got hate mail?
You got anything on your chest besides your chin, you better get it off.
Send it off to Grace at HowieCarrShow.com.
Can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves.
Howie Carr is back.
I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows, I wear their slippers, I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dreams sheets. Go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. And we've been talking about the bad week that both Kamala and Joe Biden had. And I just want to play, she was asked on Wednesday about this, these rumors that she's already being eased off the 2024 ticket because she's just so hapless. Cut one.
You're at least familiar with some of the punditry. I don't know if you've heard that there's been some talk about a Biden-Cheney ticket perhaps in 2024. Did you read that article?
I did not. I did not. And I really could care less about the high-class gossip on these issues.
How about the low-class gossip, Kamala, like you and Willie Brown? That was kind of low-class, I would say. Okay, now here's her boss, Joe Biden. Cut eight.
And one person wrote to me to say, quote, this is your chance to show the...
And to help lead our federal testing program, I've tapped Dr. Tom, Inglesby, correct? Is that right, Jeff?
That sets up the poll question. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who's more on the ball, hope I'm pronouncing this correctly, Biden, Biden, or Kamala Harris?
I'm voting for Joe Biden.
It's 50-50 right now.
See, I told you it would go back
you
and
were
forth.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Adrian, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Adrian.
Hey. Hi, Howie. How are you?
Good.
Sorry, you made me think of former Albania, the Socialist Communist Albanian Party, used to grow their own militants in the party, in the Politburo. They fed them with anything they wanted, you know, with privileges. And when it came about to fast forward their new politics of restriction and repression, they killed them. They call them enemies of the people, and they were fed by them. Same thing is happening in America. They are fed by these crooks, and they will get rid of this corrupt politician as soon as the elections come.
When I was a kid, I got a shortwave radio, and I used to listen to Radio Tirana. And it was crazy. It was the craziest radio station there was. That's out of the capital of Albania. Do you remember that? Who was the leader of Albania? Hoxha, right?
Enver Hoxha, yes.
Yeah. They were worse than Red China, the Albanians. They were crazy. They were out of control. And these Democrats, they're not quite as bad as Radio Tirana yet, but MSNBC and CNN are headed down that Radio Tirana road. And I think they have fewer listeners than Radio Tirana did, though. That's the difference. Less entertaining. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. We told you earlier this week about that there was a horrible murder in East Harlem in New York City last weekend. A 19-year-old girl, beautiful girl. She was working at Burger King in her third week. She didn't want to go in because there were all these bums and homeless people around, and her mother said, "You got to go in. They're expecting you to go in." So she went in, I think it was a week ago tonight, and this guy just robbed her, and she gave him the money, and then he shot her in the face, killed her. So today they finally arrested this guy. He's a Jamaican, okay? Residents of East Harlem shouted abuse today at the man suspected of gunning down a 19-year-old Burger King worker as he was let out of a neighborhood police station in handcuffs, and he responded by shouting about slavery and yelling, "Bleep you all." Bazura, another onlooker, yelled at Winston Glenn, using the Spanish word for garbage. Before he was put into a waiting police car, Glenn, a Jamaican, proclaimed his innocence and bizarrely invoked the lack of reparations for slavery. "Where's our reparations for 400 years of bleeping slavery?" Glenn yelled. "You're Jamaican. You weren't enslaved here. Take it up with Kamala Harris. Her family is the ones that own slaves in Jamaica. Not this poor 19-year-old girl that you gunned down in cold blood." He is Basura. 844-500-4242. 339 says, we're getting a lot of calls today from drivers. "I picked up a journalist. Please don't use her name. I knew her because of Dwayne Ingalls Glasscock's infatuation with her back in the old days on WBCN. She works for National Panhandler Radio now." I used to work with her, by the way. "And now I can definitely say she lives in a bubble. Joe Rogan and conservative radio is disinformation. In her mind, nothing works for COVID other than what they give you at the hospital. Much, much more was discussed. I was very disappointed." She's 70 years old, and she works for National Panhandler Radio. I mean, what do you expect? She's the one who said that Sarnaev, the Boston Marathon bomber, was an all-American boy. And these people are nuts. And I used to like her, too, just like you. But she's crazy. A lot of these people have gone insane. I mean, they were headed there before COVID. But now it's really all over for them. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Howie. So what I wanted to talk about was the this whole CARES Act thing with Marilyn Mosby. And basically, where I work, which is a public agency, which I won't name, you know, what the criteria that you needed in order to obtain that money was a very, very low standard. Basically, for us,
yeah,
the reduction in overtime pay was enough to justify the reduction in overtime pay as a result of COVID was sufficient justification to take that money out.
Yeah, well, it said one of the I think you're right, because I'm looking at the indictment and it says having reduced work hours. So that would be overtime, right?
So it could be overtime. Now, maybe if she owns a rental property, maybe a vacation house. Now, I'm not defending her by any means. I think she should be disbarred for what she did to those police officers. But, it's the standard to get that money was very low. I pulled out the 100 grand, and what they did is they reduced the taxes from 20% to 10%, and they spread that 10% over 3 years. So 10% divided by 3 years is your tax liability on 100 grand.
That's not much, is it? That's almost like getting free. I know it's your own money, but the fact is, under normal circumstances, you would be penalized for taking it out early. I mean, she was scamming the system. You know, I know what you're saying, Chris, but do you remember a guy named Joe Timolte?
Yes.
He was the state senator. He ran for mayor 3 times. He was a city councilor before that. Came from a political family, etc. Some of his relatives are still in politics, several of them. And he left the state senate, and he was borrowing some money to redevelop a, I think it was like an old candy factory in East Boston. And he needed to get a bank loan, so he just made a couple of misleading statements on the loan application form. And technically he signed it under pains and penalties of perjury. He went to prison, Chris. I mean, for short money, you know? And he actually did time. He wasn't a bad guy. I knew him a long time. I knew him before and after he went to prison. But, you know, if you're going to throw Joe Timelty, just a street politician from Boston, in prison for falsifying a bank statement, there's got to be, the same standards have got to be used for everybody, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. But if she had a rental property and maybe, as a result of COVID, that she wasn't getting maybe Airbnb tenants,
I don't think that's the case where she was. She was in a prime area. I'm just looking here. She also has another problem here, in that she signed some. She filed a false mortgage application charges too. That's the other thing that she did. She made false statements in applications for a mortgage, two mortgages actually. And let's see here. I'm looking to see. She was required to disclose liabilities, but didn't disclose that she had unpaid federal taxes from a number of previous years, and that in March of 2020, the IRS placed a lien against all property and rights to property belonging to the Mosbys in the amount of $45,022. Now, the bank or the banks aren't going to give you a loan if you have a lien on the property that you're using for collateral, for obvious reasons, because the government takes first in line to be repaid. So I mean, she was lying all over the place here. I have no sympathy for her whatsoever. Do we have the cut from Kamala Harris talking about how great she is? Where is that cut? I'm looking here for it. Do we have that, Taylor?
When we march and we shout about what we need to do to reform the criminal justice system, we better understand that we got to march and shout with our paychecks and all of the work that we can do to actually make sure that somebody like Marilyn Mosby gets reelected into that office, to not only get convictions, but have convictions. There are a lot of people who are highly critical of her because she heard the voices of the people and said, even if I can't win, I'm going to do the right thing. It's going to be rough. It's going to be tough. She cannot fail. And I know she will not fail.
She's failing, Kamala, just like you.
Howie.
What?
She says, get convictions, have convictions. She should add one more, be convicted.
Yeah, it's funny how certain words have more than one meaning, don't they? And they can come back to haunt you if you don't use them precisely. Or they can come back to haunt you in ways that you could never have anticipated. Oh, boy. Thanks for the call, Chris. 844-500-4242. I remember Timelty just, Timelty said, why are they putting me in jail? Why are they putting me in prison? They want a scalp of a prominent politician. The guy was almost elected mayor in 1975, and that's just one of those things, Joe. You shouldn't have signed a fraudulent statement. You signed it under pains and penalties of perjury, and now you go to prison. And the same with this woman. Now she's blaming Donald Trump and Larry Hogan. And how ironic is that? Trump hates Hogan and vice versa. I mean, I Trump was talking about how much with me last weekend at Mar-a-Lago about how much he dislikes Hogan. And now she's making it seem like this is some kind of conspiracy between Trump and Hogan, who are a Republican and a rhino, and the U.S. Department of Justice, which is run top to bottom by moonbat Democrats. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, Howie. How you doing?
Good.
I'm a transplant from Mass to
yes.
New Hampshire. When they voted the pay raise through Bacon Hill,
yes.
I put my house on the market the next day and moved.
Which pay raise, though? There's a new pay raise every couple of years there, Steve. Which one drove you out?
The one that they tied to the federal judges so it couldn't be removed.
Oh, okay. I remember that. Okay, the state judges. Yeah, but I know what you mean. Yeah, they tied it to
the before the.
Yeah, I know. Okay, go ahead.
I've been up here watching WMUR9 news for a while
yes.
now, and you know they were kind of like standing the coin on the edge. You know, they'd give you the facts, but they wouldn't slant it. And now I turn it on. All I hear is COVID. And my wife's a moon bat from Revere, and they got her so frightened about COVID, it's incredible. And
I know. They've done this to hundreds of millions of Americans, Steve. There's only one cure. You got to turn off the TV or change the channel anyway.
They said there's a total of 450-something people in the hospital with COVID in New Hampshire. And my wife said, no, that's wrong. It's 4,500, right? I said, no, it's 450-something. And what they're not telling you is they're in the hospital with COVID.
Right, right. I mean, even a lot of the branch COVIDians, as I call them, have been admitting this. If you break your arm, right, you go into the emergency room, they test you, and you have a broken arm, and that's your problem. You just want to get your, you know, set and get it in a cast. And they test you, and then now you have been treated, and you're on that 456 list in New Hampshire, right, with COVID. It doesn't mean you're sick. It just means you tested positive. Can't she understand this?
No. They were supposed to do a stint on me, and they delayed it because of a predicted COVID influx.
Oh, I mean, you know, that's the thing. They call this elective surgery. I don't think of a stent as an elective surgery. I mean, you could keel over. No offense, you could keel over, couldn't you?
Yes, I had a heart attack a month and a half ago. They're telling me I may have another one unless I get this stent, but I can't get that stent right now.
Because it's elective surgery. You could elect to live or die whether you get it. I mean, how is that elective surgery?
I can elect to get the vaccination because of my diabetes and heart condition and die, or I can just go to hell.
Oh, man. I don't know what you can do about your medical condition, but you know, maybe you should get a subscription to Netflix or something for your wife, or Hulu.
Well, she's 10 years older than me, and she knows everything.
If she was 10 years younger than you, she would still know everything, Steve. I know how that works. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows, I wear their slippers, I dry off with their towels. But there's one thing that makes my night complete, and that's their Giza Dream Sheets. They're luxurious and soft, and they help me sleep so well.
They're awesome, Howie. I just have to chime in here. The sheets are amazing. I have the light pink ones. I love them so much. They're beautiful, and if you're a sweaty sleeper, not to be gross, but sometimes people get hot at night. These keep you very cool and comfortable. And also a shout out if you're on the website to the PJs, because the PJs are also extremely comfortable.
Grace gave me some slippers for Christmas this year, and they were great. But you know what else I got, Grace? I didn't know this. I didn't know what you were giving me for Christmas, so I ordered some slippers from MyPillow. And they're almost as good as the ones you gave me.
So now your slipper cup runneth over.
I have slippers for Palm Beach and for Wellesley. I'm all set. I'm all set for the rest of my life, probably.
That was the most beautiful people thing I've ever heard.
The sheets are ultra soft and breathable, but also extremely durable. Trust me, once you try these sheets, you'll never sleep on anything else. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. You just heard Grace talking about the pink sheets. Right now, for a limited time, Howie listeners can buy one set of sheets and get one free. Wow, free, a free set of sheets. One for each of your bedrooms. Mosby only needs one more freebie, and then she's all set for all of her houses. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listeners square. You'll find this amazing offer and deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, towel sets, and more. They even come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com. Don't forget the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
When Howie's on, every radio is a magic radio.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
You see them sometimes, walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. You know, if you really had newspapers and local TV nowadays, they would be in Baltimore, they would be going out and trying to find some of these six cops that she indicted and charged for nothing, tried to ruin their lives. I mean, I don't think they became destitute because I think the union backed them up when she indicted them for the death of this drug dealer, Freddie Gray. But, you know, I would like to know what are they thinking today? I think they're probably pretty happy, those six cops that were unfairly charged. And, you know, one or two of them were actually tried and had to go through this process of, you know, being, you know, going before the jury and listening to all the testimony against them. Then she just dropped all the charges because, you know, it had served its purpose. But this, you know, unfortunately, though, you know, again, there's nothing left of journalism. So they're not going to go out and especially going up against a woke prosecutor from a member of a politically protected party and class and gender, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
We've pretty much lost all respect for everything. I live with a woman who's elderly, and she's afraid even to go to the doctors anymore because she's afraid they'll say, "Oh, you got COVID," and lock her up basically and throw away the key with red Vesemir. So, and then as far as myself, I had COVID, and I'm pretty sure it was Omicron because it approached me wearing mom jeans. So I'll leave it at that.
Stop it, Mr. Garcia. You're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Yes, hi, Harry. You know the fire in the Bronx, 18 people died.
Yes.
That building belonged to a Haitian immigrant. And one immigrant said, "No, I had 9 kids live in the building." How many people live illegal, coming here, taking housing, and taking everything?
Well, you know, look at the hurricane or whatever it was, that storm last summer. And, you know, they were saying, well, this is global warming. This is what killed them all. Most of the people who died in New York City died living in basements illegally. You know, they don't enforce any kind of zoning regulations in these illegal alien communities, even more so than in the rest of New York City and all the other urban areas. They're letting people live illegally. If they were enforcing the zoning laws in New York City, probably the death toll would have been negligible, Mr. Garcia. It's a really good point. And, you know, it was a space heater that these are public projects, basically, and they didn't have any heat, so they're using these space heaters. That's what killed these people. That's what started the fire. I'm Howie Carr.